Georgia lawmakers and advocates want details on how exactly Republicans in Washington will repeal and replace Obamacare. They don't know what to do for the more than 1 million Georgians who are uninsured, and the state legislative session is a month away. WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports.
There appears to be certainty about one thing. Georgia will not ask for millions in federal dollars to expand Medicaid under Obamacare. The state has refused the money for 3 years now. It could have meant insurance coverage for 500,000 Georgians.
That discussion probably effectively came to an end election night.
House Speaker David Ralston says he recognizes there are too many uninsured Georgians. In fact, the state has one of the highest uninsured rates in the country. President-elect Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress have vowed to repeal Obamacare, but until Congress says how exactly they'll replace it, Ralston says lawmakers here will just wait.
I'm not saying that there aren't some things that we can do during the period of time of replacement.
Ralston expects the legislature will try to bolster Georgia's struggling rural hospitals. But Cindy Zeldin with Georgians for a Healthy Future says when it comes to reducing the number of uninsured Georgians, the state can't do much. It needs federal money.
Because one thing that we do know is that this is difficult to impossible to address only at the state level and only with state money.
Zeldin suggests lawmakers could still take the federal Medicaid dollars before Obamacare goes away. But that's unlikely. Meanwhile, she says sick, uninsured Georgians still need care. And as the political process unfolds, she says many are asking where to go.
It's difficult to provide that answer that there isn't an option for you right now.
It could be 2 to 3 years until Congress fully replaces Obamacare. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.